I want to welcome Rayford Palmer, STG Divorce Law, in with me. January is the number one month for filing not only bankruptcies, but also divorces.
True.
And I wanted to bring you in, because nothing speaks of the holidays like talking to a divorce attorney.
Sure.
Because you powered through the year. I mean, let's face it, right? You powered through the year. When I got divorced many moons ago, 20-some years ago, I knew it was over 90 days in.
Sure.
90 days in, right? We're on the shrink's couch, 90 days in.
Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah. So I knew we were on the clock, and then just got to a point, you ring the bell, you're like, hey, this thing isn't working, let's just, you know, go on, stay friends, and get the heck out, right? It's more difficult when you have kids.
Yes.
And we're going to do one more holiday, we're going to see if this is going to work, and they've got in the back of their mind, I wanted to bring you on because this is very stressful.
Absolutely.
A time of year for those men and women who are contemplating divorce on what to do. And more importantly, the advice you give them, what not to do.
Sure.
And what not to say.
Right.
To make it worse. So that's why I wanted to have you on. I know it's the holiday, Black Friday, and people don't think of divorce. I do. And this is why I had you on.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me on the show. So the thing is putting the kids first and put this on the shelf for now. Let the holidays be the holidays for the children. And this is not a good time to make a big decision.
Okay.
So, which is why I think you, as you said, statistically, January, February, big months for new filings because the smoke clears. People want to talk to their attorneys. And also, you know, people sort of biologically feel time moving. The mm-hmm. new year comes. People want to turn a new leaf.
New Year's resolution.
Absolutely. Right. So that's a natural progression. People may be thinking about it for months ahead of time. And the holidays put a microscope on your family and your life. You sort of look at yourself and your family and where you are in your life. So it's natural. But make this about the kids. Make this about the holidays. Put this thing in neutral for now. If you want to have a consultation with an experienced divorce lawyer, sure, have that consultation. There's no problem with that right now, but park it until January, February, if you can wait.
The kids are the most important part of this.
Yes.
You're going to be around a lot of different situations, and you're going to maybe want to, husband, wife, whatever. It's both sides here. I'm not taking somebody's going to, there he goes again, there she goes again, that little shot, a little dig, like Vicky did with my apple pie earlier, right? She just can't help herself.
Relax.
Right? You saw
relax.
Relax. See, here we go. Relax. She's telling me to relax. I tell her to compartmentalize it. She's telling me to relax, which she knows sets me off even more.
Sure.
But that's a perfect example. Right? You're doing something and you're having fun with a couple, you're talking, and then you get the look out of the side of your eye, or you get the, oh God, here we go. You don't want to start firing off in front of a group, right?
There's no benefit to it. So keep it cool during the holidays and make the holidays great for the kids. These are the memories that are going to be with them for the rest of their lives. So you have to do your best to stay cool and keep your adult business away from the children.
Do you do consultation for a part-time radio host and a traffic executive?
Sure. Absolutely, whatever you need.
Because we have a dysfunctional relationship. Yeah,
and I'm also a trained mediator, so I can mediate between the two of you
if there's
a problem.
All right, okay. Cole Museum, I'll be there. You know what I look like. Vicky will be drinking the spiked cider. Okay,
sure. Sounds good.
So we'll go that direction. So what other tips do our listeners have? Right, as they're thinking about, do you write lists? Do you start taking inventory? I could tell you one: make sure the credit cards are paid off, and make sure if you're on a joint account with your spouse. I've seen it hundreds, if not thousands, of times in the 23 years I've been originating loans.
Sure.
One spouse before, on the way out, both husband and wife, equal opportunity blasters, throw the other one underneath the bus by completely destroying their credit. They don't care about their credit.
Right.
I'm going to screw up his or her credit, and they miss mortgage payments. They miss credit card payments. How vital is that?
So critically important, like you say. So one thing that's great is pull your credit. So get a credit report. See what accounts are out there. You may find, to your surprise, there are accounts that you don't know anything about. Either A, things you've forgotten about, or B, things you're spouse or soon to be ex has created and opened, like you said, without your knowledge or consent. So yes, understanding your credit's really important, and keeping an eye on your finances, obviously important. And that stuff's, those are good tips. And also an inventory of your financial situation. What are your assets? What are your liabilities or debts? Looking at what your income is, so having that information and your spouse's income, tax returns for the last few years, current pay stub.
Just start getting ready.
Yeah, you can gather that stuff and prepare without having to overtly have any kind of blow up or meltdown.
How long does a divorce usually take in the great state of Illinois? And the costs and the investment, it's not a cost, it's an investment associated with a divorce.
So in the state of Illinois, depending on county, so we'll start with Cook County where it's the longest. So typically 2 to 3 years, could be as long as 4 or 5 years. There are not enough judges, unfortunately, in Cook County. The judges do a great job. They're overloaded with cases. They do the best they can.
4 to 5 years?
Can be. If they're fighting all the way out, yes, unfortunately. So, and your mileage may vary. If you're getting along well with your soon-to-be ex, you can be done very quickly. So if you're settling the case and you're willing to work out an agreement, that can be very efficient and done very quickly. If you're at World War III stuff, you're going to be waiting. It takes time. Now, outside of that, collar counties and downstate Illinois, you're going to take a year to a year and a half, probably max. So much more efficient, much faster. Courts just have lower caseloads and et cetera. So that's the time, and the cost varies across, depending on, you know, how complex the case is, how much fighting there is, and where you are. Just like with anything else, you can spend anywhere from $5,000 on a simple agreed divorce case to six figures, high six figures, seven figures.
Whoa.
There are famously a couple folks have been divorced here with $1 million plus fees.
The Griffins.
Exactly right, like Ken Griffin. So, but the average case that's negotiated a settlement in our experience is somewhere between like $20,000 and $30,000 plus on a side.
Wow!
So $25,000 to $50,000 all in a kind of a negotiated case where there's some degree of contention, some issues being, you might say, disagreements, issues come up, and some work done in that case, and it gets resolved. That's what you're looking at. Kind of all in, and we don't sugarcoat those things. I think there are lawyers who sort of hide the ball on that. I don't think that's right. So we're pretty straight. We're very straight with people about how long it takes, how much it costs. Those are understandably people's number one question.
Yeah. I got divorced about 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was in Indiana. We went downtown Indiana, attorney, $500.
Sure.
We rented out. We had to wait a certain number of days in Indiana at the time. Got some frequent flyer miles. It was great. I was a quarter of the way to a Southwest Airline ticket. I was happy. My ex-wife was happy. We were great. You take your crap, I'll take my crap, and we'll get out.
Sure.
So it was quick. So what states are the least expensive?
So I call that a walk-away divorce, by the way, where everybody just takes their things and goes. And that's the cheapest thing you can have, obviously. Yeah. If you have no kids, it's real simple.
Right.
The costs are minimal. So I've got some stats on national averages. So interestingly enough, it says average cost of divorce across the U.S. is $75,67. On average, Americans spend 7% of annual income to resolve a divorce. Obviously, this is average across the whole country. So, you know, your mileage varies.
$75,000?
No, about $7,500.
$7,500 to $8,000. Okay.
Right. And it says, interestingly enough, that the lowest estimated cost of divorce as percentage of income, Washington, D.C. So it talks about how Kansas is the cheapest state to get a divorce in on average. I don't know where they get these stats. And then they've got highest cost is probably like California, you know.
Sure.
So it's sort of understandable based on demographics.
You have a book. You wrote a book on divorce.
That's right.
So not only are you a practicing divorce attorney, and so is your wife, Julie.
Yes.
You have wrote a book. Julie hasn't written a book yet, but she's read your book.
That's right. Okay. That's right, she has.
Just want to make sure that we cover that.
Yes.
Her book is coming in the future, but right now you have one in your hand.
That's correct. I'm actually working on my second book right now as well. So my book is called I Just Want This Done, How Smart, Successful People Get Divorced Without Losing Their Kids, Money, and Minds. It's on Amazon, Kindle, Audible, and where any ebooks are found. And I did the narration myself. So I spill the tea on divorce. There's nothing else like this book. It's from my 20 plus years of divorce experience. I tell real client stories, names changed to protect the innocent, and give people the advice that I've gleaned over all these years of working for folks, telling people the things that I tell my clients, the things I don't think enough lawyers tell their clients. So it's got the secret sauce, and I wanted to lay it out there for people.
So. In the 45 seconds we have left, craziest thing that you've seen in court, one of the craziest things, because I'm sure you've seen L.A. law type of craziness.
Sure.
But what's the craziest, one of the craziest stories that you could tell with changing the names inside a courtroom in front of a judge where somebody went absolutely ballistic and lost their mind?
Well, usually judges don't like that very much. So the craziest thing I have seen is I saw a lawyer get taken into custody.
Whoa.
Get arrested by the court. Yeah. By talking back to the court. This is about 20 years ago when I started doing divorce. I've been a lawyer since 94. But the lawyer basically, the judge made his ruling and the lawyer kept arguing with the court. And the judge said, "Step away, Mr. So-and-so." And the guy didn't. Kept arguing. Judge said, "Step away, Mr. So-and-so." And the guy didn't.
Uh-oh.
And the judge said, "I'm warning him and hold you in contempt." And the guy kept arguing. Court held him in contempt, said, "Deputy," I think he said, "place him in irons," or something very medieval. Yeah, he said, like, "put him in shackles," or "put him in irons," or something very super medieval. And the guy came out and arrested him.
Handcuffed him right there.
Yeah. Kept him in jail for 24 hours.
What was the counsel's last name rhyme with?
I don't recall. I'm claiming a loss of memory on that.
Instant I think it was amnesia?
I think it was clap him in iron. Something that sounded like it was super, yeah.
That's crazy.
Right, it was real.
So when a judge says step away the first time,
listen.
For all you would-be attorneys,
yeah, step away.
Step away and shut your mouth.
Step away. Take the L and back off.
My father would say that. And then when he kept going, he reached for the belt.
Right.
And then that's when he knew.
Yeah.
You shut your mouth, young man. They're like, okay, yeah. There you go. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your beautiful bride that you practice with, Julie, equally as talented attorney as you, about divorce, to get a free consultation, where do they go?
So the best thing to do is just go right to our website, stglawfirm.com. That's Sierra Tango Golf, stglawfirm.com. We have links to sign up as a new client or to give us a call. The phone number's right there. So please reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Thank you for providing the information.
Thank you.
And thank you and Julie for taking care of the WGN listeners who have questions about divorce.